Hello?
Yes, this is Matthew. I'm calling from the front desk here. Hello. We seem to be having a problem here with your room. Room 1117.
Yes.
We have... you're presently in a non-smoking room, so were you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. We presently... In all the non-smoking rooms, we have sensors that can detect when someone's smoking in the room. And I see here on the board, room 1117, the sensor for cigarette smoke has just lit up.
Well, I don't smoke.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to not smoke, sir. That's the whole point of this phone call.
Pardon? I don't fucking smoke. You've just woken me up.
Sir, this technology is not wrong. At room 1117, there is cigarette smoke in that room. Were you aware that when you signed in, sir, were you aware when you signed in, you signed a certificate not to smoke in that room, or there would be a £300 fee?
I'd like to speak to the general manager, please.
Sir, please answer the question, and then I'll get the general manager for you. Were you aware already, did you have prior knowledge that you signed this document that says if there's room...
How dare you, I'm not smoking, and you've woken me up, and I'm not...
Sir.
Hello?
Hi, this is Melanie. I'm the duty manager down here, and I was told that you needed to speak with me.
Yeah, I just had a very rude phone call.
Yes, well...
one of your colleagues. I'd like to, first I'll take his name.
That's Richard.
Melanie. Sorry?
That was Richard? Ricardo.
Right. Richard Carter. Now, if someone would like to come to my room, they can see that there was no... cigarette smoke in this room.
Well, our sensors have indicated that there are...
Please, could someone come to this room? Because I don't care what your sensors are saying. I don't smoke. I've stopped smoking 2 years ago.
Well, good for you. I hope your lungs are feeling better. But anyway, there's no need for the attitude with me, mate, all right? What I'm saying to you is that I have technology here that's saying that, and that's all we need to do is verify with you that you're smoking or not.
Well, he was very, very rude to me because I said I wasn't smoking. I said, you're waking me up. And he actually started saying, did you realise that you'd signed a document when you checked in?
Well, what's so rude about that? That we're reminding the...
He's given me quite a bit of attitude.
Okay. So, it wasn't rude that he told...
I still have yet to receive an apology from anyone.
Well...
You're waking me up.
You have an attitude yourself, sir. This is the Hilton. You understand that, right? We don't accept this kind of behaviour from our guests.
This and... I beg your pardon. I can't believe I'm listening to this.
Well, I was told to call you that you were having an issue and that you were very angry because we were upset that you were smoking in your room and you have signed a document. You're telling me that my colleague is...
I've not had a cigarette in my room, yeah?
All right. Well,
I'm... You've woken me up. Let me just go through this.
Certainly.
You've just woken me up, yeah? Someone's woken me up, accused me of having a cigarette and saying, do you realise you could incur a £300 penalty fine and I will have to throw you out of the room?
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm not smoking. And he's still telling me this.
Uh-huh.
And I've said, look, please, you're more than welcome to come to the room. He said, our detectors are not wrong. I said, I'm not smoking. And he's accusing me still of smoking. And I've yet to actually have someone say sorry.
Well, is it all right if someone does come up to verify
please
that they...
come to a room. All right. I actually would like to have someone to apologise.
All right. And
I think coming from my side of things, you've got to understand you've just woken me up.
All right. Now, so it might be a female coming to your room. Are you going to have a giant erection when she comes up there, since you were just woken up? You know, male physiology, you have a giant erection. I know, but I can't have a female in there looking at your giant erection when she comes in, so I would need to take at least 20 minutes to find a male to come up.
So your name is again who?
Melanie. I'm the duty manager here. And it's totally not uncalled for to be concerned that I don't send a female to your room to see your penis poking out of your underwear.
I can assure you, Melanie, that I don't have a giant erection at the moment.
Right. I mean, you know, male physiology, when you wake up and you're saying you were just awoken, that, you know, morning erections are quite common. So I wanted to make sure that I didn't, you know, send one of my... There's no reason to be embarrassed if you can't have an erection. It's not, you know, there are medicines for that.
I'd rather not have this conversation more. There, someone can come up to my room.
Well, someone will be coming up to your room. It will be a female. I need you to be fully dressed, and if you do have an erection, kind of tuck it down so no, she doesn't see anything.
I'd rather not have this conversation anymore. Yes, I do realize what I can do. Thank you very much.
All right. So she will be there within the next 3 to 4 minutes, and please don't be alarmed or embarrassed. I do.
Hello, this is Richard. I'm calling from the front desk. I just spoke with Melanie, and she told me I'm supposed to apologize to you for smoking in your room, so here it is. I'm sorry that you smoked in your room.
I can't. Richard, I'm not smoking. I've just asked someone to come up, Richard.
I'm sorry. The technology has never been wrong, so I really have a hard time believing that, sir. But nonetheless, I'm very, very sorry. Very sorry.
You're a huge person, you know, Richard.
Well, Melanie basically told me that you demanded an apology because you can't have an erection. Do you understand how perverted that is, how you would speak to someone like that?
Unbelievable! I can't believe this. I'm having this conversation. I didn't say anything like that.
Well, quite frankly...
I'm disgusted by you people.
This is the technology.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a prank caller from America. And I just wanted to apologize for making prank calls and pretending we're with the front desk.
That's not very funny, Roy.
Well, not for you, because you're the butt of the joke, but for us it was hilarious. Anyway, I was hoping we could get you to sign a release form so we could air these prank calls on the radio this morning, because we're wacky morning radio people.
You're very, very unfunny, Roy. At 6 o'clock in the morning, I've had 3 hours sleep.
Well, you were laughing, so you got to admit, come on, this is going to be stories to tell people. In the coming weeks.
Remember that one?
No.
I was at Hilton.
Okay. No, not a prank phone. Not a prank phone call.
Well, we're gonna play it anyway, and we're gonna.
What's your phone number?
I'm not gonna give you my phone number, because then you'll find out what radio station we're on, and you'll have people listen, and you'll find out that we did play the calls without your permission, and we don't need lawsuits like that. But thank you for entertaining us. It was very funny, your reactions, and you did a great job. And we're proud of you.
Wish people had fun.
Well, Roy, if I find out. I've been on a radio station without signing a release form, I will be suing you.
Oh, well, I'm not worried about that.
Your laws don't apply.
Your laws don't apply.